You may always have had a bent to anthropology, but I think you became a professional anthropologist by rather slow degrees, didn't you? You read something else at Cambridge.
Well, yes, it was an accident. When I was at Cambridge, I had no idea I was an anthropologist. I came up to read mathematics and went on to read engineering, which I took my degree in engineering. There were other things that happened in Cambridge which I suppose slanted me towards anthropology. The great day of Cambridge Theatre,
so much more material than any of us do nowadays. I don't know if that's true. If so, why is it true? I think possibly it is because we started with the idea, which seems naive now, no doubt, of studying a whole unit, a whole tribe, a whole society, whatever it is. Whereas you people, when I talk to you, say, I'm going to study one special aspect, I'm going to study a particular kind of possession in a particular society, a particular kind of adoption in another society. That I think makes rather a different
and who is described by
And he was kind enough on the phone and I shared his started doing field work.
The second is that before Ackerman thought of writing his book, I also had taken an interest in some phrases, 14 unpublished letters, or rather unpublished letters, two phrases.
Of saying, these remember what I told you, round for which were quite out of the question in the earlier days when there were no such machines. Those who took still for photographs, you've seen those. And then, as I shall show you when I come to read some extracts, one had to make notes as one went along, sitting with a diviner, or perhaps try to reconstruct from memory a divination sequence. And since I'm not alone in that experience, since as good as done exactly the same situation in the very modern culture, I'm sure he will confirm the tape recorder has been a great boon and also a great impediment, of course, for the tape recording is a the you hark your battle then is comes years later when you try to transcribe from the tape recorder what happened. So the point I'm making to begin with is that we're going to see pictures from, taken in 1963, approximately 30 years after my first contract.
And nevertheless,
in those 30 years, a lot of things have happened.
Now, one of the most interesting
people, instead of coming to
people who are going to study
the man who actually works as a donkey,
everyone for the central city, a particular kind of possession,
or the outside
The first full scale biography of Fraser didn't appear until 1987. Robert Adams, J.D. Fraser, in 1910. Rolf Marmaris, published on the Intelligent Unpublished Sources. Bring together Freak and Life, Fraser's character and intellectual interest.
Well, yes, it was a relation to his own time.
If I had thought that, I would say,
remember what I told you, brown for economics, red for politics,
blue for
riches.
Was examined and approved by the Reverend E.O. James in 1888, and is described by
Ackerman.
And he was kind enough to suppose that at last I shared his faith. The second is that before Ackerman thought of writing his books, I also had taken an interest in some
and you may always have a very unpublished letter, or rather unpublished letter, to Cambridge. You became a personal anthropologist by rather slow degrees, didn't you? You read something else.
Well, yes.
So the point I'm making to begin with is that we're going to see pictures, films, taken in 1963, approximately 30 years after my first contact with the Times. And nevertheless, in those 30 years, a lot of things have happened. people, instead of coming to,
a whole tribe,
instead of walking to see me or coming on,
is, whereas you people when I talk to you say I'm going to study one special aspect, I'm going to study a particular kind of possession in a particular society, a particular kind of adoption in another society, that I think makes rather a different way entry into the work. I can remember Malinowski running down the platform at Victoria when I started doing field work in 1930, carrying to my great regret about 14 coloured pencils and saying, remember what I told you, brown for economics, red for politics, blue for ritual, as we passed down the...